the Manning family, and Archie's is a very bright person, and you know, who I've had some contacts with over the years, not lately, but you know, and then with Eli and Peyton, I mean, this is a class family. I don't think he went. It looked like to me this was a good example of how to be a highly recruited guy. I don't think they ever came out with a list of their top 75 schools, did they? Did we saw? You know what I mean? We see this.
No, but I mean, now we know. I mean, it's public knowledge that Georgia, Alabama, LSU, Clemson,
right.
Virginia, mm-hmm. I mean, we're after him. I mean,
apparently,
yeah,
well, everybody. Apparently they narrowed it down.
Yeah,
that's what
right.
I'm saying.
Right.
I mean,
everybody
probably
right.
sent him a questionnaire, but
right.
but they narrowed it down to a workable number and then tried to be, looks like, fairly methodical about it and for the right reasons. And, I, you know, it's I've coached with Sarkisian. Sarkisian's a bright guy. I mean, he's, you know, he's done some silly things from time to time, but he's not a dumb guy. You know, he's a quarterback guy, played the position, coached the position. I think, actually, doesn't he still call plays down there at Texas and everything?
No, he still calls plays. Now, I didn't know. You know, Brad was asking me yesterday, the quarterback coach, and it's
I saw
AJ
a name.
Milwee.
Yeah, I didn't.
Which,
I didn't ever
which
do
they said,
for me.
But you know, they made a point of saying that he also, you know, he and Sarkisian, you know, played a big role in Manning feeling comfortable, you know, coming to Austin and so forth. So evidently there's some relationship also with that quarterback coach. But like you say, Pat, Sarkisian is the one that calls the plays. But
yeah, and again, this whole crew, you know, with again, from Archie to Peyton to Eli, I mean, they've been around this stuff as much as any family in America, and, you know, would know kind of what's going on. And it's a – you know, now, it's like anything else. It's like this draft that took place last night in the NBA. I mean, you got to let it play out before you know whether any of them can play or not.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know.
I mean, you don't know. This kid's got another year in high school. Obviously, he's a talented guy. I've seen a little bit of that film, and that would be a deal that you watch about, you know, two clips of it and then shut it off and then go try to get the kid. But, you know, I mean, he could blow his knee tomorrow. I mean, all kind of things can happen. Hopefully that won't occur, but you know, you just got to let it play out. But as far as it's, you know, what University of Texas has been and can be, and Sarkisian's a smart guy, and it's a good blow for Sarkisian. You know, it might buy him an extra year.
Well, say
he could.
He can use some good news. He can
use
all the good news he can get.
No question. I mean, seriously, I mean, even if they say they win, you know, 6-7 ball games next year. And,
it'd be an improvement,
you know,
from last year.
Right.
Well, if they win six, he might be in trouble,
well,
right, Pat?
Well, not with signing this kid.
That's what I'm saying. Even winning
this,
six,
this
so
kid,
you're saying
this kid could have bought him
another year.
He could have bought him another year. You know, if you're them and all of a sudden it doesn't get to quite Texas standards, but you got this kid coming in, you know, and it's a lot of it's because of Sarkisian. You probably wouldn't want to muddy the water up. You'd probably let it run. This could have gained Steve another year is what it could have done to me.
Well, we were talking off the air, Pat, and I said, I'll bet mm-hmm. he gets a great NIL deal. And you said,
I don't even think it was a factor.
And that's what they said is Instagram is private. They said he has not been an active participant in name, image, likeness opportunities. And in fact, they called it, you know, the Mannings wanted him. They stressed that they wanted Arch to have an old school 1970s type recruitment. And so that's the way it's been. But I'm just saying that I still say, even though he's not asking for it, I think that he'll end up with a great NIL deal at Texas. But what you're saying, that's not the priority with the Manning family.
I think if he had gone to Louisiana Tech or Southwest Louisiana, he'd probably ended up with a big NIL deal with what that family's got going on. But again, credit them for actually acting like they have some – they've got sense because they've done this before. I mean, it's not somebody gets all excited because you get a questionnaire in the mail, you know, and then starts getting on the Internet and talking about you got 75 schools that are interested in, you know, all that mumbo-jumbo. I mean, these people have handled it right now. It's still got to play itself out, but it could, you know, it could be it's a positive deal for Sarkisian, and I mean if things play out, but I find it interesting, you know, and again with this family and the way they've done things and this, I wouldn't know the kid and everything else. I guess they got that camp going on down there now, you know, right now or this week they had it going on with those quarterbacks and all. So No, let's hope it all plays out. I mean, Texas needs a boost, obviously, you know.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yeah, well, no question. And his high school coach, Nelson Stewart, said, hey, he made this decision on his own. It was his decision to make. You know, he says when it comes to that family, the choice was his. And, you know, he joked that he said he has spoken to Milwee, A.J. Milwee, the quarterback coach. His high school coach said that he had talked to Milwee more than my wife the last 2 years, you know.
Well, that's where, I mean, whoever, again, I don't know Milwee from Adam, but, I mean, he's just doing his job is what he's doing. And apparently the guy, you know, he's got a good way of talking to kids and doesn't talk down to them and all that kind of stuff, you would assume. And that he just, you know, as far as getting with the kid and, you know, and finding and just being able to talk to him and all that. Like I say, Stark Sarkisian, Steve's office right across the hall from me, and I talk to him every day for a year. And I mean, Steve's a good, bright person. He's got good people skills and a very good fundamental football coach and the whole deal. I could see why, you know, wherever he is. I mean, he could be an interesting guy for a quarterback to get involved with and all these kinds of things. Then you throw in University of Texas, then you throw in the fact that they probably got a tire or two, Matt, probably in the ditch down there now.
I would say so. Yeah, you go 5-7 and lose to Kansas.
Right, it's not a good thing.
No.
But,
at
you
home.
Know, to anywhere, to pull out and to get going. I mean, this will be a good deal, and they'll be able to use this to parlay. We say the only problem with Texas has is they haven't taken the right guys. You know, they just apparently they haven't been recruiting the right kids. Plus the fact that they didn't either want or get Johnny Manziel, Matt Stafford, RG3, Luck, Mayfield, or Kyler Murray. Those guys are fairly good players.
Some Heisman Trophy winners on that list.
Yeah, first round draft choices. None of
first
them
overall
UT.
Draft choices.
All from the state of Texas, and none of them went. They went somewhere else.
So
you tell me.
What do you think if you're Quinn Ewers, that the kid that transferred from Ohio State? Just go compete?
You'd like to say go compete. Now, they'll probably have a couple of them blow out. I wouldn't know those kids. But in this day and time, you know, first time you see your name drop a notch on the depth chart, you want to go into the portal or something. But that's just kind of the way things are, in the whole deal. So you'd like to think they would stay and compete and see what happens. But you know, better judgment tells you that some of that crew and the Hudson Card kid was highly recruited. Of course, Texas has always had highly recruited kids. I mean, that's nothing new.
They just haven't been getting the right ones.
Yeah, of late.
Of late,
Of late,
right.
Sure. You know.
This Malik Murphy, ESPN 300 class
right.
of 2022. I mean, they're going to attract good players, but like you said, Pat, they hadn't been picking exactly the right ones. I don't know, but they say this quarterback coach, they said that he was around his high school, Isidore Newman, enough that he'd be flipping on the light in the weight room at 7 o'clock in the morning. So, and the the coach said, "Hey, Sark, besides being a genius in the pass game, second to none in football acumen, offensive ideology, and so forth, he's a good person." And he said and AJ Milwee formed their own relationships, and they really took time to recruiting. And he said, "I was able to see it firsthand." So. We'll see, but like you said, Pat. Even at that, you know that one coach said, who tried to recruit him, asked him how good Manning is, and he said he'd probably still be the number one player in his class, even if his last name was something other than Manning.
I can say that, and I would tell that high school coach down there, there are no geniuses in football. There's not such a thing, and that all these guys are doing is doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, all they're doing is staying on top of the thing, and I obviously they've got good people skills, but the offensive genius part of it that's la la land.
Well, for being who he is, I mean, it sounds like he's got his head on straight.
I totally agree.
I mean, his first tweet ever, on a verified Twitter account with a bio that simply says "high school student." It's how
good.
He describes himself.
Good. That's pretty classy. Of course, the great story with it. Talk about Archie when New Orleans, you know, took him as that first pick in the expansion franchise, and they sent a negotiator up there, a GM up there to talk. So Johnny Vaught, the Ole Miss coach, had Archie and the guy from New Orleans in the office, and apparently, you know, they were letting Coach Vaught look at the contract. He looked at the contract and just smiled, threw it back to the guy from the Saints, and said, "Hell, man, he's making more than that here," you know. So, you know, that's as the story goes. Had to take a cut and pay to go to the Saints, yeah, from what Ole Miss was doing, but that's the way the story goes.
He wasn't the first one or the last either.
And again, now Archie Manning's a hell of a good guy. He's really a good guy. And smart and like I say, I've never had conversations with Peyton or Eli, but I have with Archie, and they're smart people.
Let me ask you this, Pat. They said the biggest knock on him is the competition level in high school. There's going to be a big adjustment from the level that he's played in high school to college. How big a deal is that, Pat?
Oh, it'll be, you know, now fast is fast and good is good. Now, I don't know, you know, that's it. I assume that private school league down there in New Orleans, I don't know the corresponding levels, to be honest about it. But, yeah, that can be a little bit of a factor. But if you're good, you're good. Craig, you know what I mean? If you're good at Lincoln Park, you're still going to be pretty good at Oak Tree. You know, you know, I mean, right. If you're good, if you're fast, you're fast. This kid's got his skill level's pretty high. And, again, he's got another year of high school to develop. And you got to assume he's a hard worker and all these kinds of things. All the rest of them, I have been.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.